KO4CEF Mobile on Echo.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing this morning?
So far, so good, but it's still early.
Yeah, no, I wish I'd go back home and go to bed. Nah, I wanted to keep on snoozing this morning. I got up at 5 a.m. though, but still, I did not want to.
Roger that. I understand. I was up at 4, one of my early days. But I get to take tomorrow off, so.
Yeah, it'd be good. Shoot, I hope we got good weather this weekend, too. I ain't even checked. I might go fly my plane for a change.
Flying you'll get done. I think it's supposed to be kind of breezy, but I could be wrong on that. I haven't looked in the last 24 hours of what the weather's supposed to be, but it was supposed to be nice, the cold days, which brings the wind in here, changing temperatures like that.
Yeah, I can believe it. I think my wife said it's supposed to be in the 30s down here tomorrow, so tomorrow morning or whatever, sometime. We got to bring all of our plants in, so it's definitely going to be a little cool.
Yes, sir. It's supposed to be right at freezing or a little below, I think, all the way through Monday or something like that up around the house. So, but maybe it'll kill off some of these bugs.
Yeah, it might do that, since some of them already came out. Might be able to kill them off, and it won't be as bad this year.
Get some benefit out of it.
I guess it's just windy this weekend and I can't fly. I'll probably do yard work and probably get my pool open back up. It's about ready to do it. Just got to buy some bleach.
That'll be good because it won't be long this time to use the pool. But what kind of base radio are you using for GMRS?
So right now it's my 7250D. It's my Yaesu, so I mean it's unlocked. I don't remember what I did or whatever, but so it'll transmit on it, but you know, it's not optimal.
Now I don't have a base rig that'll do it. I've got a couple of HTs that will, but and then Kenwood in here in the tool truck it will.
KFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Ken. KO4CEF. Yeah, Patrick, right now I'm like that. The Yaesu 7250D is the only one I've got that'll do. Well, no, I've got the FTM400. It'll do it, too. It's in the truck, though. So I've got those two radios and then the HTs. My 9700, it won't even go to that high frequency to be able to listen to it. It's crazy.
No, go ahead and carry on. I'm good. I'm just sitting here listening.
Well, I've been looking at that Ocean or Wushan, however you want to say it, GMRS radio, but things are a little pricey.
Yeah, I'll be honest, if you want anything that has some wattage to it, you're going to spend a little bit of money. Even the BTECs and stuff that are, you know, 50 watts, those are up there around $200 or so.
And they got, it's not the Super Heterodyne, it's whatever else that is, I can't remember right now.
Yeah, they're definitely not great radios that you buy for that price.
So, Ken, when you going to get set up to do JSA call?
Sit down by it and go ahead and set the parameters for that and figure out how to work it.
Andrew and I are trying to figure out like a weekly time to work on it so we can all learn how to use the program. That way we're more proficient with it instead of trying to fumble around with it all the time.
Let me know. Like I said, I just need to get on it and, you know, work with somebody. over the telephone to make sure it's doing right. I've never done it, and I'm not familiar with the program, but they say it's close to the FT8, right?
It's based off of FT8, but allows you to send messages keyboard to keyboard and a couple other little things that are nice features. So would be a good tool to have in the toolbox.
This morning.
You're on 290, just past the four-way stop.
Poking up, I don't know if it's me or what.
How'd it come across EchoLink?
I mean, I think it's been okay. Every once in a while, EchoLink cuts out, so I don't know if that, I just assumed it was EchoLink.
For HDX, well, I'm actually hearing the repeater really well this morning, so I don't know.
Time I got a full signal from the repeater. Most of the time I hadn't been getting a full signal.
Out there on Wade Hampton, you could be picking up some interference somewhere, ain't no telling.
Perfect.
It could be all the wind up there on the mountain blowing the antenna around or something, who knows.
So it was pretty windy up around there yesterday.
Ken, you don't have the ability to do a 2-meter, I guess, single sideband.
Of that.
The factor, probably the main option would be like 80 meters for the JSA call around here if you wanted to keep it low.
Yeah, probably so. Just have to see what works for everybody. Like I said, it was a welcome surprise for you and I to be able to make contact over 2 meters as well as we did.
I could try to figure it out. I've done it before with WSJTX. I have two versions. I have, whenever I'm running WSJTX, I can run a one on my 9700 pulled up on the computer, and then I can run another instance of it on the 7300. I could probably do that with JSA call, and then, you know, if somebody was on 2 meters, you could pick them up. Somebody was on 80, you could pick them up. But the downside is the two programs wouldn't talk to each other. So it's not like you could store a message from 2 meters and then send it over to 80.
Here's my question. Is if I send it on 2 meters, you should be able to and send it to store, like I send you a message for Ken, and he say he don't have 2-meter capability. He should still be able to check for that message on 80 meters.
Yeah, I think it'd be possible. Like I said, it had to be the same instance of JSA call, so you wouldn't be able to have two instances or two windows up and running. But if you had a message for Ken and he sent it while he was on, you know, 80 meters, and then you're on 2 meters, it would still be there for him. So, I mean, you could do that. That would be the plus side of JSA call is the message storage and the ability to forward the message.
Yeah, all that works is what we need to be practicing, and that way we know how to use it.
I think 80 meters would probably still work for the most part if you only had, you know, majority of people only had access to 80, because, like I said, the plus side of JSA call is the fact that you can use one station to relay to the other one that can hear the station you're trying to make contact with.
I think 80 meters is great for that. It's just being able to have the options for both, just see how it works out. It's something else to learn and experiment with.
If you did not a net, but, you know, like a group or meeting online for JSA call, you know, we'd have to do it early enough before Ken's bedtime.
Hey, what are you saying?
Time would have to be about 6:30, 7 at the latest.
I hear you.
I said if we did it for you, what, it'd have to be about 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock at the latest.
Well, let me see if I got this. Yeah, that's why we need the store forward for him.
Yeah, there you go. Ken could go ahead and check in or whatever prior to his bedtime, and then retrieve his messages whenever whoever's coming on, and then he can be checked in that way. That's one way to do it.
Treatment is you have to, the other person's radio, it has to be on all the time, right?
But that's not a problem, just leaving one of them up. Say you got somebody that's a central location, they just leave their program running during the day.
Yeah, because, I mean, as long as you don't have heartbeats on and stuff like that, your radio would not be transmitting all day long. You could basically just have your radio listening, and then somebody could check to see if you're on, basically, you know, check your status. And then if your station would reply that you were available, and then they could just send you a direct message and store it on your computer, even though you're not really actively sending any information. You're just kind of sitting there listening. Your computer's just listening to store messages.
Computer set up so it don't go to sleep, right?
Your computer would have to be awake to do it.
That's a good question, because I don't know, would JS8 call on its own would keep the computer awake so that, you know, that way screensaver or whatever wouldn't come on. I've thought about ordering like a Raspberry Pi, because you can use those as a JS8 call, not like a server, but you can leave it running on it, and those things will run forever.
Well, there's another good idea, and the price of those are coming down.
Yeah, I almost picked me up a new one, but then I was like, eh, I don't really have a need for it, because the one I've got, it's doing, I guess, filtering for my internet. That way my boys don't accidentally go to some website they don't need to be on. So mine's running, they call it Pi Hole. It's basically a program that intercepts all the traffic as it goes out and won't allow, any questionable website.
Just to go ahead and buy another cheap computer like KM4 ACK did.
Yeah, and there's other little computers you've got. I've got one on my Amazon wish list just because I wanted to keep up with it. It's almost like a Raspberry Pi, but it will run Windows. I mean, they're not powerful. They're not, you know, it's not a full-size computer, but it's a little bitty microcomputer, kind of like the Pi, that'll run Windows.
Like I said, this is just something to experiment with and learn what works the best as we go.
And if we wanted to try something like that, I mean, really, you know, like a Wednesday or Thursday would work good for me. I don't have any scouts or anything. Sometimes I have committee meetings on Thursday, but it's usually only one time a month. But like our last one was on Monday, so it's kind of just depends. So if y'all wanted to do anything and start trying it out, maybe we can drum up some other people and just send messages back and forth.
I wouldn't mind it, but somebody needs to be pretty proficient in it to start with so that they can help everybody else get going.
And I'm far from an expert, but I don't mind helping out. I mean, I know a little bit about JS8 call. I've used some of the message forwarding and all that, but I mean, that just comes with trying to use it. So the more we use it, definitely the better we get at it.
What do you think about it?
GFW, yeah, just have to, learn it, get used to it. I think I finally got that FT8 figured out and everything. So, I mean, it's just another thing, another program to learn, which shouldn't be too bad.
It doesn't seem too bad. It's just basically learning where everything's located in it and how to get it, how it all functions. So, I mean, it's not that complicated of a program.
I mean, in all honesty, at face value, it's really, really just like WSJTX. You know, there's some auto messages in there, but for the most part, it's just putting in somebody else's call sign and then typing the message out. That's the basics of sending a message to one person. I mean, until you start getting into more advanced, you know, message forwarding and storage and all that, that's, you know, it gets a little more complicated. Excuse me. It gets a little more complicated then. KO4CE.
calling somebody specific. You can't, it ain't like just calling out.
So, on JS8 call, you can do what they call an all call. So that pretty much everybody, anybody that's listening, it kind of goes out to them, just like a CQ would be. Golly. So that would be for everybody. But if you wanted to send a specific message to one person, you know, like to me, you'd put in my call sign, then type out your message. It could be as long as you wanted to, but your radio would have to transmit it all out. But then it kind of shows up the same as WSJTX, where it's kind of highlighted on their screen that they've got a message. And then one of the slightly advanced features is a message storage. And what happens is when you do the kind of the same thing, there's another word you have to put in there to tell their computer to store that message. And what will happen is whatever you type out them will actually pop up on a box on their screen and stay as a message for them to read later. So it won't get covered up, and it will be there for them to come back at a later point and read that message over again. But I think really at the end of the day, is if you're using it, you know, if you get on there and you use it and you tinker with it, most of those features are not hard. You know, it's the nice thing about it is everything's set up in menu. So if you know how to kind of work the menu, you can do all those features just by clicking a menu and then typing your message, and it'll do all the work for you at that point. So it's for the most part, I think it's pretty straightforward. So, but gentlemen, I need to head on in the plant, so I'm gonna start my trek. Y'all be safe out there, and hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
3 Andrew, have a great day. KO4HX.
7-3 Andrew, catch you in the morning. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Did you have a pretty good day yesterday?
Hey, kind of slow. I mean, it's a little bit of a slow time right now, but I mean, I guess business is picking up.
Dear.
Gentlemen, KO4MUF.
Mr. Jody, KO4HGX here.
Good morning, Jody. Good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Mr. Ken, good to hear both of y'all. I was going to say hi to Andrew, but he was getting off, so I just figured I'd let him go on about his business.
Had a good week so far?
Man, hey, we're working and things are going good, so you can't ask for any more than that.
It's a nice day to be working outside this week.
It's been beautiful. Are you doing good?
I've had a pretty good week. Nothing to complain about on my end at all, so.
This morning.
You're here and can't complain.
I went to leave the house this morning. Miss Annette was up doing dishes, you know. She got up with me. She's up there just cleaning dishes, you know, just cleaning the sink up while I was getting ready to leave. And I looked at her. And I said, you know, you've got 12 hours to do that before I get back. She slapped me in the back of the head. What do y'all think about that?
Been asking for that one.
What's up? But she's getting ready to go to work.
I'm pretty sure I asked for that one.
For HGX. Yeah, Miss Elise was up this morning making me breakfast and fixing my lunch, so I wasn't about to say anything.
It's up with me every day. I usually get up between 4 and 4:30 on my own. And I'll leave her be until she wants to get up. She still gets up around 5, something like that, and hangs out with me for a while and helps make my lunch and stuff. Comical that she did that to me this morning. Yes, I did deserve it.
With no wooden spoon in that sink.
Yeah, that'd be the truth of that. She had a couple hummingbirds in the backyard yesterday.
Everything out blooming. It's time for them to be back, so there ought to be plenty of them around.
She can get her feeders out.
Out for about a week or so, and she brought them in and cleaned them yesterday and changed the water on them, and I told her, I said, you better hurry. I seen two out there, and she went to scurrying, and And I was hanging one up yesterday, and one landed on it and started feeding while I was still hanging it.
What kind of projects y'all been working on over there lately?
64s that we just did. We got the road ready for me to rock, but that rain yesterday or the day before hurt us. So yesterday we had to start putting some sheet pile in. We got a pipe that's, I think that one's a 60, and I think we're going to have to replace that. Did some sheet pile work today.
What is that?
20-foot piece of plate steel that's bent, you know, kind of oblong, kind of bent, kind of weird, that lock in together, and it helps hold the material back, you know, when it's a real deep cut.
Okay. So it's the boxes that they work in down there.
But these usually go in and they stay there. It's not really a box. It's like a steel wall that you put up.
Just never heard of them. But I can't, why would you put the steel wall in there and leave it up? I'm trying to figure that out.
Boulder or your road over a pipe from collapsing or washing away back into the pond or ditch or whatever it is. And you put it in front of that so your dirt doesn't keep collapsing off in it.
So it's used to secure like a bank site or something like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the ones we're using yesterday are 20-footers, but, you know, I know they make, I've helped put them in up to 60-foot long.
Well, I've got guys coming at me, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Good to talk to both of you. Have a great day. KO4H Kicks, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Have an awesome day. Be safe. KN4 TFW.
Cedric, have a God bless and have an awesome day. 7-3 is KF4 MUF. Getting out of trouble?
I do, but it's hard sometimes. Part and that it, it's been a slow week here at work, so. But everything's going pretty good.
Nice too when it's like that, you know, a little smooth week.
A lot of traffic out here this morning.
78, and seems pretty thin. That's kind of surprising. A little cool today with that wind blowing.
It's only going to be like 59, and then I kind of got used to them 80s.
Not used to that, does it?
I done shed my long sleeve shirt for a couple of days, but I got it back on today.
Long sleeve undershirt on under my shirt, and I got my jacket on, because I'll be standing out in that thing most of the day.
It's for the worst scenario, right?
Easier to take it off when you have it than trying to put it on when you don't have it.
Yeah, I got a couple of jackets there at work that stay there.
Like this, when it's cool like this, I enjoy the cool.
Being cold as long as I have the gear to, you know, to stay warm.
It ain't blowing like this, and it's a cool day like this, sometimes I'll put on my raincoat, you know, and it cuts that wind off of you from coming through you.
I know me and the dog were walking in the field yesterday, and it's like, man, that wind was really blowing.
And up here in Pickens, it was up there in Liberty, it was kicking pretty good yesterday afternoon. We tried to sit out there outside on the back porch, and that wind blowing out of the west, phew, well, we had to give it up just before dark, man. That stuff would get a little too cool.
And now we opened up the windows for a little bit yesterday evening to get it cooled off in the house. We hadn't turned on the AC yet.
I did turn it on the day before yesterday. And it hasn't kicked on since then, and we haven't turned any heat or anything back on. It's not cool enough for that.
Set for the heat mode, but like you said, it ain't been cool enough for it to come on.
Nice.
Heard of Anderson, you working in today?
Down in Iva. We're working over in Iva. In Iva, over there by Star.
Going down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Enjoy that cool weather and stay safe. And Look forward to catching you on down the log. KN4TFW.
Here, bud. You enjoy your day. Like you said, have an awesome day. And be careful out there. We'll catch you later. KN4MUF, 73s.